to the Internet Advisor. Foster Brown here. Andrew Dell.
Show and the show.
The show and the show is what happens in the break. Shane Hamlin, Cal Carson.
A whole different set of viruses.
Excuse me. Oh, boy. I'm all choked up with emotion here. We were talking about applications of some of these things we heard about from Microsoft. Well, guys, just kind of your general reactions to this, just an incredible laundry list of things that Microsoft brought out on Wednesday of this week. Ed, what are your thoughts?
You know, I liked a lot of it until I heard subscription-based Windows. I heard that, and I'm like, my stomach just sunk.
Well, I mean, go ahead, Foster. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, please.
I mean, think about it. I mean, if it would have come out normally, you would have had to pay for the upgrade anyway, correct?
Yeah.
So you're going to spend $100. Let's just say $100.
Right.
So spread that out over a course of a year, and I'm sure it's not going to be really expensive. I'm sure it's going to be something reasonable, $3-4 a month.
Well, that's what I don't understand, though, because my understanding is when it does come out finally, anybody who has Windows 7 or Windows 8.1 will be able to upgrade free for a full year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In other words, and then when you've got it installed, it's yours. Yeah. It's installed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't understand the subscription.
It's possible that maybe without the, kind of like how Xbox runs their gold status, their live.
Yeah, you have to pay a monthly subscription fee or a yearly.
For Xbox, I have to pay a monthly thing.
Yeah.
But I can still use my Xbox without that service, but I don't get all the little added bonuses.
Yeah, and that could be.
You know, I don't get the automatic updates, for instance, or I don't play online, multiplayer. Yeah.
So they let you upgrade for free for the first year.
Right.
And then once they've got you, then when it's time, they're going to turn on the power and says, now it's time to pay.
Yeah, bait and switch. I mean, Adobe's doing it with their Adobe Premiere.
Everyone's
doing it. You know, your billing is monthly and it hits your Visa. You get all these invisible payments that hit your Visa. And you know what? I have been rejecting all of those. I still write old-fashioned checks. I like writing my name and sweating over every cent I spend, and I do not like it hitting my Visa every month.
You're making tangentially, you're making a very good point, because
there's a generation
like,
that feels that way.
That's just $10 a month. Well, that's $120 a year.
We've been asking for this a la carte society for a long time.
Yeah.
With TV and cable and Netflix, and now, you know, I mean, really.
No, you're right.
They're going to $10 nickel and dime us to death.
See, for the software companies, they got to do that. They got to go with the subscription service. It's not the Microsoft giving away the operating system is not analogous to the Apple giving away their operating system.
Because
the difference is this. Microsoft only sells software. And if they don't sell the software, they don't make money. Where Apple says, okay, we'll give you the operating system, but it's actually baked into the price of the hardware.
I got you.
So they're not going to lose money in the deal. They can hand it out till they're blue in the face. It's fine because they're going to get it back
in the hardware.
I got you. Where Microsoft has to depend on software sales, and it's a couple of $1 billion a year in upgrades and stuff like that.
But they're also producing hardware now, like the Microsoft Surface Pro, the Surface Pro 3. It'll be interesting to see if you buy a Microsoft device, if you're going to be forced to pay that.
Well, yeah, but the bulk of Microsoft's operating systems are sitting on PCs.
Yeah, and that's where they've made their money over the years.
And that's where they're going to continue to make their money for a long time.
In enterprise in particular. Yeah.
Now, Cal made a great point when we started talking about the Xbox and how we could do gaming on our Windows 10. And Jerry basically said that the Xbox One will be running Windows 10 in the background.
Right.
And Cal made the point, wait a second, didn't consoles become so popular because they weren't dependent on an operating system and they were optimized just for gaming, and that's what made them so performance rich? That's basically what you said.
How about that, Shane? I mean, you used Xbox and...
I am a gamer, a huge gamer.
Yeah.
How about that
You know,
logic?
Here's the thing. You've got your Xbox. In the past, is like, I know I don't have to... See, with a PC game, I do both.
Mm-hmm.
You're always wondering, boy, I wonder how that's going to run on my PC, this game. You're always worried about that upgrade. But with the Xbox, you didn't have to worry about it. You knew if you bought a game, it would run. Mm-hmm. And that was a nice thing about it.
Right.
But now, for instance, I've got a lot of friends that are PC gamers, and that's all they'll ever be.
Right.
So they'll be playing Call of Duty on there, and I'll have Call of Duty, and we won't be able to play together. Now we can jump into the same game.
And you can really test your mettle.
Well, you know.
Against each other, really.
What will the advantage then be of having the Xbox?
Well, Well, a lot of people can't afford a gaming computer.
Right.
Gaming computer, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, they're
$1,000.
Yeah, you're right.
That's your average middle-of-the-road gaming
Xbox
PC.
Xbox One is about $300.
$340, $350, yep. Somewhere in there. But now the PC guys have an advantage with keyboard and mouse. It's a lot sharper, a lot quicker turns, a lot more precise than a controller.
I agree, yep.
Unless you're a professional Xbox gamer, the average user just doesn't have the control of somebody with a PC.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, no. How about, will that make Xbox then the home media console?
I would imagine, because even on my Xbox One, it's running 8. I mean, it's tiled. It looks just like my Windows 8. I mean,
so
it really
what,
does. It looks
what
like my
would
phone.
Keep me mm-hmm. then from turning my TV into my PC?
There's nothing, because if you go on to your Xbox One, you're just like your Roku. You've got all those apps, all the apps you can think of, and mm-hmm. all the channels, everything. It looks just like
But if it's running Windows 10, yeah. shouldn't I also be able to just to pop up the start menu?
Yeah, I mean, you can run. The great thing about it is you can run apps that you run on my computer. If I'm watching a video, like say I have a movie on my computer and mm-hmm. I'm watching it, boom, I just hit one button and it streams it right to my Xbox One. I go in my living room and watch it.
Right.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's the easiest.
And it makes sense for Microsoft to do this, to combine the platforms. They had to do this. They've had three independent silos, their mobile, their gaming, and their PCs, right. and they really needed to combine.
So it's one OS to run them all. Is Apple moving in that same direction, Kel?
The difference with Apple, I think, is they're not trying to move all the OSs to the same platform as much as they're trying to make all the platforms talk to each OS.
Right.
And basically, there's going to be two, and I think it's going to stay two for a long time, with features that they share across each other. It'll be the iOS. It'll be the Mac OS X as mm-hmm. well. And those things will be more tightly integrated, mm-hmm. but I don't think they'll ever be to a point where there'll be the same OS running on every device.
So it's like a walled garden, and within that will be iOS 8, the mobile, if you will, and then OS X, which or wherever it becomes, but I mean the operating system for the
myself, PC. I prefer it to be that way in the sense that what I think is going to end up happening is that when you start rolling that OS across all those different platforms, no one platform is going to do it as well as it did before. Mm. The PCs won't be as strong as they were. Well, the PCs might stay strong, but I think the Xboxes won't get the attention that it should get to be that real strong gaming console it should be.
Apple's in a different boat than Microsoft is. Mm. Okay, they develop all their hardware, and they're going to stick with the two platforms.
Again, they build the hardware.
Okay, Microsoft has three different platforms. The only hardware they build, and they really don't even build it, is the Xbox. And they got the Surface, of course.
The Surface
Microsoft has four platforms. You know, they have the phone, they have the PC, they have the Surface tablets, mm-hmm. and then they have the Xboxes. They have to combine. They had to do something.
And you're right. They don't control the hardware. So they want something that they can give to their suppliers. They can give to Lenovo, and they can give to Dell and all the rest,
which
right?
takes them back down that same rabbit hole, unfortunately, is that you got to get the suppliers to start looking at that operating system closer so that it makes it more a tighter unit and it performs better.
Right, because remember, there's not that many applications in the Microsoft Store. Hardly at all. I mean, it's getting there at all. But if they combine them all between the Xbox, think of what that store is going to be doing.
That would be
huge. What the sales are going to do.
That's going to be huge. And that is, in terms of the phone and many other things, and the phone in particular, has been a lack of good applications. Now developers apparently are going to be able to develop for one basic platform, and then it goes everywhere. And that'll be huge for Microsoft. Lots to look forward to in this year of 2015 and beyond.